Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
First pitch swinging, this ball's hit in the air to deep center field, and George Springer gets it over the wall for a home run.
Springer Dinger. He hits a lot of those in the postseason, doesn't he? Historically one of the best postseason performers of all time, George Springer. It started with the Astros, and now without knowing what the pitch is, he hits them for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Right up there with Aaron Judge and Clayton Kershaw.
What? Best postseason
players. They both are labeled that way as bad.
Aaron Judge, though, had a good postseason this year. That's right. Why people think you should fire the GM and put some talent around him. Because this year, the year where, you know, he had a pretty good postseason. Yeah. You're looking at this series, even though they're up 2-1 at the Toronto win last night, you feel like the Mariners are in trouble? Even though they're up 2-1?
I'm not saying trouble, but I'm concerned because I do want the Mariners to win. Yeah. I mean, that's the game three is crucial. To me, that's the tipping point in this series because now it changed everything. Had the Mariners won at home like you're supposed to, now you got them down. You got your foot on their throat. They ain't going anywhere.
Right.
That's a tough climb. Now it's not. Because they already succeeded. If you take one on the road, you won. They took one on the road. They win the second one, and it's obviously, but just even winning one and going back home is a big deal to me.
I view game three differently, two different ways. I mean, it's not talking about it's countering Ed, but that's how I look at it. Somebody's going to go up 2-1 at the game three, okay? If it's even, you go up 2-1 because of game three, I believe you have momentum. Mm-hmm. If you're down 2-0, and you make it 2-1, I believe you kind of killed everybody's momentum at that point. I don't think either team going into tonight's game has any momentum.
What if you go 3-0, though?
It's over.
Yeah.
it's over.
I believe in that old adage that momentum is next day starting pitcher, and that's why we have stoppers. That's why we have guys that can come in and just shove it no matter what's going on. So I think momentum, it's the one sport, baseball, where I do think it's hard to build momentum up. In the regular season, I think you can kind of get on a roll and have confidence building, but in the postseason, it's tough.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, but again, we talk about it all the time in football, stealing or momentum, getting a field goal or a touchdown before the half, getting those points and what it does to the team in the second half, especially if you're getting the ball back. Basketball, those runs that you make, you can clearly pick up some momentum and get the crowd into it and feed off of them. Baseball is the one sport where I just feel like if you had the right guy in the right situation, he comes in, he just says, screw your momentum. You can't, like Tarik Skubal's like, oh, that's great. You guys did what? Here. Not doing anything.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Looking at the National League, the Brewers down 0-2, Jeremy. Headed to Los Angeles. Bad spot for them to be in.
It's a really tough spot. Because now you get Glasnow and you get, and I was looking up, I'm not a big believer in BVP, which is batter versus pitcher, and look at the history. But there are some people like to look at it, it's like, oh, he's 7-for-20. He's got his number, you know, or whatever it may be. He's got 3 hits, and they're all home runs off him. Glasnow has pretty good numbers against the Brewers. Not that that necessarily means anything coming in this game. You have a hungry team that needs to win. So I think you probably get the best Brewers team you'll see, especially from a pitching standpoint, because they're going to throw their best arms the entire game because they can't afford to lose this. So I do think you might see like 3 innings from Mizorowski, 3 innings from Quintana, an opener, or maybe they go 2 here, 2 there. Who knows? But I know they're going to play it close to the vest and try to do what's right for them. But they also, it sucks for them because you can't look down the line. You got to win this one. Because you want to be able to have a shot in the next one. Because as Rob said, you go down 3-0 and it's
done.
Few and far between. We've seen it, what, once?
Yeah. The Red Sox.
And the Yankees.
And the ALCS. That was classic.
Yeah.
That was the year right after Aaron Boone had the walk-off in Game 7, wasn't it?
Aaron F. and Boone.
Yeah. He had the walk-off. It was against the Red Sox, too, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's just these teams are just looking good, man. I mean, all of them.
Yo,
even though the Brewers are down 0-2, they look good. I mean, they just look like a solid baseball team. That's right. It's funny. You had the team with the 21st payroll in baseball versus a team that spent $500 million on theirs in the NLCS.
Well,
so who wins? Who wins this argument? MLB trying to get a salary cap, or the union saying anybody can get it done?
I don't know who wins the argument. And usually the MLB, we talk about the Players Association, what they have. I mean, Jeff Passan just wrote an article about how, you know, we could be without baseball in 2027, and he was talking about the Brewers Dodgers series for some reason and how that ties into it. But
it does.
It's just
big time.
It's crazy to think about it.
But, you know, you can use the Brewers as an example if you want. Over the past decade, more often than not, the teams with the highest payrolls are the ones that win. Period. That's just how it is.
That's been. Yeah.
I mean, you go ahead and give me, everybody has a Cinderella story. The Brewers, no. For the most part, he who has the best roster wins it all or goes deeper in the postseason. That's how it is. And the way you have the best roster is spend the most
buy
money.
Buy the best people.
Some people can just afford it. And the Dodgers are a team that's always in contention. Why? Because they spend so much money. The Blue Jays are starting to spend a lot of money as well. They're always going to be in contention. Rockabaco joins us at 8:30 to talk some Orioles baseball. Lots of rumors going around with the Orioles. Like, who will they hire as manager? Are you in support of the news from Jeff Passan that the Orioles are interested in Albert Pujols as their next manager? Me, I thought, if they don't get Marcelino, they get someone with experience. But you got Albert Pujols. His name is swirling out there for the Orioles' next manager. You want him or you want someone more experienced? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Baltimore Orioles, like other teams in baseball, are in search of for a new manager for the 2026 season. And there have been some names out there. I thought Skip Schumacher was going to be a candidate for the Birds until he was scooped up already. Who scooped him up? Schumacher.
You told me this.
Yeah, I just told you this. Oh, man, was it San Diego? No.
No.
Anyway, he's scooped up.
In my ice cream truck.
Rangers got him. Rangers. Okay. I thought he would be a viable candidate for us here in Baltimore. That's not the case. A guy who's young with some experience. And now we're here. We heard Ryan Flaherty as a candidate. We've heard that for years. And now we're hearing Albert Pujols, a guy who has no ties at all to Baltimore, but I'm sure he does have some ties to the front office.
And Luis Rojas.
Yeah.
From the Yankees.
Yeah, but Pujols has, I know for a fact, Sig Medel was in the Cardinals organization.
He's close friends with Matt Holliday also.
Pujols is.
He is. That was one thing that, one of the articles I read, that was a connection that
Cardinals.
They had.
Yep.
Yeah. I did not know that. But I do know he knows Sig Medel as well. Sig Medel was one of the people in the room advising the Cardinals, don't sign that man in 10 years. Look at the OPS.
Doesn't that mean he's not coming then?
No. It just means that if I'm Albert Pujols, I trust Sig Medel. Albert Pujols knows how his career went. That's what it means to me. Yeah. I put my arm on Sig Medel's shoulder and say, man, damn, you were right. I got paid, but you were right. I wouldn't be upset about that. You guys, we talked about this earlier, Ed. You cool with the Albert Pujols thing?
I'm cool. It just surprised me. I mean, I guess he has some coaching experience.
Yep.
I was looking at Rojas, who's probably my Mets bias. But, you know, he's got good bloodline. He's Felipe Lu's son, right?
Yep.
I thought he was a good candidate, but I mean, I have no problem with Pujols. I was just surprised. I'd never heard that kicked around, you know, because I've heard Flaherty, I've heard Rojas, I've heard, you know, people talked about, you know, names that were never coming, like Buck again.
See, but I like the fact that they're interviewing all the viable candidates here and even some of the people that maybe you don't think
due
are
diligence.
Viable.
Yeah.
You just go through it all. And again, like, this is Elias that's picking, he's going to pick his guy because I think he's going to be tied to this person. If he's going to get another contract or if he's going to be let go.
The Matt Holliday thing now, Joe. The Matt Holliday thing. I forgot about that, their relationship with the Cardinals. Well, now it starts to make sense because Matt Holliday cast a big shadow.
Wasn't Elias there then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were there briefly. Yeah, they were. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Sig Medel.
Yeah.
I only brought up Sig Medel because Sig told me the story about how they did not re-sign.
Okay.
But he cast a big shadow. Matt Holliday.
Yeah.
He has some presence around there.
Well, and then, I mean, you factor in, too, like looking at, I mean, as you guys pointed out, Jackson Holliday being here, the tie-ins. I'm sure when you talk about it, Pujols knows him incredibly well from being around the clubhouse at those points in time,
sure.
too.
Yep. So, folks, you know, so you're telling me Jackson Holliday will resign. Sign extension.
I don't know if Uncle Al is the one that's going to get him to sign, but okay. I'm listening to you.
I think he does. I don't think Al gets it done, but I just think, if you ask me, out of those guys, the ones that's going to resign, the guys that are going to extend, I think he has the better chance of extending. I think Gunner resigns. I just think he does it as a free agent. But I think in terms of extending, I think the best chance you have is Jackson Holiday.
Yeah.
Out of the guys that are remaining. I'm not betting either way, but I think he's the best chance. 410-583-1057 is the number. I don't think he got any chance of extending Gunner. I think he remains an Oriole as a free agent. Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man? You know, I don't like talk about the Orioles because the season's over, but y'all can answer this once I hang up. Look, if Albert Pujols comes right, you think he's going to get number five? Hello?
No, he can't.
Hey, but not the Orioles, the Ravens, man. I heard, y'all know Ray, right? The dude Ray?
Yeah.
He called Bob and Vinny show the other day, and that been on my mind. He said, hey, Bob and Vinny, he said, man, the Ravens might finish 4-13, and I'm trying not to believe it, but I went back and looked at the schedule, and if this defense don't show up after the bye, man.
Trippy, you're my man, but we gotta go back to Orioles, bro. Come on, bro. You put on here that he wanted to talk Orioles, manager. That's what was on there. That's what he told Joe. Go on, bro. You gotta stick to what we're talking about. Now, to answer his question, no, he doesn't get five. Orioles rule. If you're a Hall of Famer, your number's retired. Those are the only numbers that are retired, Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
Brooks Robinson is a Hall of Famer. That number's retired. Yeah. Nobody's wearing that. I mean, Brooks is not around to give him permission either, so it's not going to happen. I don't see his family giving permission. Let's go to Northeast and get John. What's up, John?
Hey, man. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Yeah, I like that. I'm real intrigued by the Albert Pujols thing, just from what he brings to the hitting side. I feel like he's kind of old school, and what we're really lacking in is, I think there's just too much of this analytical stuff and too many cooks in the kitchen, where I think Pujols could come in and really.
Have you watched Pujols? Did you watch him at all when he was on MLB Network?
Yes. Like, the way he breaks down hitting, my daughter plays college softball, and I would watch a lot of his stuff back before he was, you know, when he was still playing.
The reason why I ask, because it sounds like you have listened to him. He's a guy, he embraces analytics, but it sounds like he uses analytics as a tool, not as the Bible. You know what I mean? It's not the end-all, be-all for him. It's something that he uses, but he's also an instincts guy, too. That's what he sounds like to me.
Yes, 100%. And I think that's exactly what they can, you know, Gunner and all them guys could use. And I felt like that's what made Holiday. Like, when he started kind of doing some stuff with his dad a little bit, that's when it kind of seemed to really turn for him.
Hey, thanks a lot, John. I couldn't. That's one of the reasons, guys, that I wondered how much of a viable candidate he is.
I was just going to say that. How much could he be in an organization that is like at the tip of the spear with analytics? That's what they do. You know, would they want someone who's like, yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, I like this, but.
Don't you want a yin to the yang, though?
I do, but I'm not so sure they do.
Okay.
Whose butt did you like? Depends, you know.
You said, I like his butt.
I like his
butt. Yeah, like this butt.
Oh. You sure? All right, maybe I have heard him.
I would love a yin to the yang. A guy that, okay, when you talk analytics to me, I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
I'm educated in it. I know what you're saying. And then there's like, okay, we can do that. But what about this too?
Right.
Don't you want that conversation?
I do. And I think that's what analytics are for. I don't care if it's baseball or retail or policing. Whatever. You use analysis, but that doesn't, you're not guided by it or bound by it. You just take the information and then you make decisions based on the best information you have. And that's exactly what I think they should be doing.
Yeah, like when people say they're too analytical, I mean, that just means they're going by the book every time and what the math is telling you.
Right.
Like, if you're too analytical.
Jeremy, I feel like you would be a math all-time guy.
I mean, I'd lean more that way than not, but, like, I do think you have to have a feel in certain situations. Mm-hmm. Like, I've even said at times when Harbaugh went for it, I would have kicked the field goal there just because of game flow and looking at it. I do think there are times you buck the trends.
You mean at the end of the half?
Yeah.
Sunday?
Well, I mean, you have having a feeling in a game and trying to do something a little different or understanding the flow, I think is bucking the trend with analytics. Again, it's just information, but sometimes stats and numbers can be a little deceiving unless you have a large enough sample size.
Brian McFarland joins us at 9:00 to look at the Ravens salary cap situation and what they could do entering the trade deadline. But on the other side, Rock Abaco from MassinSports.com's School of Rock joins us. His insight on who the next manager could be on The Fan. 8:31 in the a.m. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from MassinSports.com's School of Rock. He is Rock Abaco. Good morning to you, Rock.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing well. Now, Rock, we know that Matt Holliday, his name comes up a lot around these parts. The Baltimore Orioles, his son plays second base for the team. We hear a lot about him. And Joe just brought it to my attention because we heard about the rumor with Albert Pujols, possibly as the Orioles' next manager, about his relationship with Matt Holliday. Even though Pujols has not met with anybody yet with the Orioles, do you think there's a possibility for him being the next manager?
I think there's a strong possibility of him being interviewed for it. Otherwise, you know, it's really hard to place odds. I know there are some gambling sites that are trying to do that anyway. You just kind of throw them against the wall. But, you know, the Orioles have been very broad with their description of what they're looking for. I mean, Michael Eyes is like, you know, experience isn't like a deal breaker if you don't have it, but we really value it. It would be important. So it could be somebody like Pujols who has never coached, managed, or they're interested in Luis Rojas, who managed the Mets for 2 years, not real well, but we tend to throw out that 2020 season. That shouldn't count. But so, you know, it could be somebody with experience or it might not be. So that doesn't exactly narrow the list down. So, they have interest. They haven't interviewed Pujols yet, but they obviously have the interest, as reported, in bringing him in. I still think he ends up with the Angels if he goes anywhere. And it just shows how, you know, they're all over the place with this thing. And I know they'd like to get a hire sooner rather than later. It could be shortly after the World Series. Major League Baseball tends to frown upon big announcements during its big event. But I think shortly after that, we'll hear something. But they're still in the process of gathering candidates, let alone interviewing and making any sort of decisions. And I guess it helps with the relationship with Holliday. If nothing else, Holliday could certainly give a strong recommendation. I mean, either way, Jackson Holliday is going to be in the lineup every day at second base, no matter who's managing. So I don't know how much that really matters, but hey, it can hurt.
Well, that's all over the place. What about, there's a rumor floated, well, actually something, it was said, Hunter Green. The Reds are talking about, there's a possibility Hunter Green may be a trade piece.
They want offensive weapons.
For offensive weapons. And we talked about this yesterday. Any chance somebody here, first baseman, somebody who plays that position might be a good offensive piece in a swap?
Which first baseman are you referring to?
I wouldn't give you Hunter Green for either one of them.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, certainly they could attempt to package. And it's always, again, I'll say this again, easier to get that number one or two starter via trade than spend to get one, because the Orioles have shown that they don't want to spend big on pitching. And, you know, then you got to convince the guy to take your offer, as opposed to you have no choice. We just traded for you. So I feel like they've kind of built up again the pieces to maybe be able to do that through the draft and that trade deadline. Some of the young guys that they got back that they can now go ahead and package, you know, flip some of these guys and make a deal. And, one or a two would be huge on this team, because Kyle Bradish really is a one now. But if you could slot him second, or if you can drop a Trevor Rogers to third and slot somebody second, plus you have Tyler Wells back and, you know, Kramer or whatever. I mean, that's a strong rotation. They're going to just bring in at least one starter, because you can't have too many. Grayson Rodriguez, as I keep saying, man, that's gravy, anything you get from him. If Grayson Rodriguez shows up healthy in spring training and pitches like he did before his injury, that guy's got a ceiling to be a number one. So,
well, Rock, we saw him show up healthy. He just didn't finish healthy.
Well, he's got to stay healthy. Yes, exactly. So, yeah, that's a good point. But since coming off the surgery, maybe, and I'm not a doctor, though I played one quite a bit, maybe getting the bone spur removed from the elbow somehow will lessen the strain on the lat, and he won't suffer that another injury there. And so maybe that helps keep them healthier. Who knows? But yeah, to answer your question, I think that they could go ahead and try and package some guys and make a bold Corbin Burns type move to bring in a big time starter.
Yeah, I think Mayo's a big trade piece.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I agree. I don't know if he's necessarily untouchable
anymore, which he was at one point, but obviously they've been taking a long look at him at first, and they still really like him and believe in him, but maybe they're more willing in the right deal to at least consider him. But on the other hand, with Mountcastle, you know, this is a guy who could be non-tendered or certainly dealt if you want to get something back for him, because that's another big raise coming in his last year of arbitration eligibility.
Rock, when do you think we get this wrapped up? I mean, because it feels like it's something they'd want to get wrapped up sooner than later, whether it is a Ryan Flaherty or someone else that they decide to go after. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I really think they want to get it done by shortly after the World Series. They want to be able to make an announcement, which means interviews all through the rest of this month. I mean, because, yeah, they have other business to attend to. We don't know whether they're going to actually bring in a GM. That was also kind of a, you know, it was unclear response when asked about the GM job with Michael Elias had a season-ending press conference. It was kind of like, we could do it this off season, or maybe not. But you know, there's certainly the chance, depending on who it is, how quickly you'd want to get this done. If not, then he'll have that role for another year. But manager, they want to get it done. They do have the luxury of taking more time than they did the last time they were hiring. Elias came in what, November 2018, and we were at the winter meetings a month later when the news broke about Brandon Hyde, because they needed to get a manager in place. They've got a little more time now, but still, you're right. They don't want this process to drag out. And you've got, what, eight teams that have openings? So if there's somebody you really like, you better go after them aggressively, because there are other teams that are going to be trying to do the same thing.
Rock, what are you following right now? What are you working on?
I'm trying to figure out, with nothing going on in October, what I'm going to write about. Fortunately, the PR staff put out their season-ending they sent out the email, the season-ending stats and everything else, press release, so I can pull a lot of stuff out of that. I'm going to be hitting that hard for the next few days.
There you go, Rock. Thanks a lot for your time, my man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
410-583-1057 is the number. Hunter Green, in his last 45 starts, has an earned run average of 2.75. 300 run strikeouts and 257 innings pitched.
Yeah.
You got to give me a lot more than either one of them guys.
Adley and Mayo.
We can talk. Folks are listening. He's not asking me if I want to trade him. I am now
it's
the Reds.
It's a hypothetical.
I'm the Reds. Yeah,
right.
I'm the Reds. Now we can talk.
Yeah.
But if you come at me with one of those first basemen,
Yeah,
but again, last 45 starts, 257 innings pitched, 301 strikeouts, 2.75 earned run average.
But why do you want to get rid of Adley, though?
No. I'm the Reds.
Yeah, but I mean, so why do you want to get rid of Adley? Ed?
Well, you have to give something of value to get somebody of that caliber.
That's what I was saying to him about position players. Like, I could see them saying, here's Hunter Green. What's Jordan Westbrook's story?
Or exactly. It's got to be somebody
it's
like
gotta
that.
It's got to be somebody.
Yeah, it's not going to be. There's no indictment on Kobe Mayo. Well, Kobe Mayo, this is a proven major leaguer who's 26.
Yeah.
You can't give me a prospect. Kobe Mayo's still a prospect. Exactly.
Top of the rotation. He's their number one.
Kobe Mayo, for all intents and purposes, is still a prospect. I know he's played half the season, but he's still a prospect. He hasn't done it yet. Hasn't had success yet.
Yeah, and again, we don't know exactly what they're asking for. The interesting thing is they said they are looking for bats, though. So depending on position players.
Hats for bats.
Very intriguing, though. I mean, well, who's the young center fielder?
For who?
For the Orioles. Minor leaguer.
Enrique Bradfield.
Enrique Bradfield. Would you be... Ed, this is the Reds. Ed, you can give me Mayo and Enrique Bradfield. Would you be willing to do that?
Yes.
Why do you want to get rid of Enrique Bradfield?
I want Hunter Green.
He's messing with you for Mountcastle. If you notice, I didn't even put him on the...
I know, that's why I didn't.
I don't want to trade him now.
You don't?
No.
You want to non-tender him?
Ever.
You want to non-tender him?
I want him to be a lifer.
Brian McFarland joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Oh, buddy, we're gonna have there's a naked man terrorizing Florida neighborhoods. I'll tell you about him. We're also going to talk about how the hell did that happen. Something falls from the sky through a Canadian woman's windshield. It scared the heck out of me. It did. We're going to talk about that. And lastly, how about a guy that works at a restaurant that likes, I don't know, putting a little extra something on your food.
Oh, I hate those people.
We will talk about him and what he was doing in the World of Stupid next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, let's start off with Florida. Naked Florida man terrorizes neighborhood, and locals say he's lucky he wasn't shot. That's right, and there's video. It's kind of funny to look at this stuff, too.
Joe must have read this already, because he's already over there laughing.
Yeah. Did you see this, Joe?
No, it's when Rob sits up or stands down, I have to change the camera angle. Oh. So he sat down, so I moved it, and then he stood up, so I had to move it again.
Oh.
Man, you're messing with the our
he
director.
Said sits up or stands down, though. You did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did say that.
You know what I meant.
Stands down.
Stand down, Rob. Stand down.
Stand down.
Well, this naked Florida man terrorized a neighborhood in a late-night rampage, breaking into multiple homes and destroying property, with on-edge neighbors saying he's lucky he wasn't shot dead. The bare-naked burglar identified by police as 23-year-old Joshua Garrison. Where's his middle name? Come on. Who's caught on security camera lurking through backyards in Pinellas Park outside St. Petersburg.
Yeah, that's Pinellas County. Yeah.
He was touching himself sexually and causing significant damage. What was he doing? Like the goodbye horses dance out there?
What kind of damage was he causing?
I mean, he was just breaking into houses.
Oh,
like,
okay. I thought, well, you said, doors, glasses. You said touching yourself and causing damage. I thought it was like together.
Well, he was beating his man. So that was the
I am surprised that he didn't get shot. There's more guns than people down there.
Yeah, it is.
I was asleep and the doorbell rang. I answered the door, opened the door, and there was a guy standing there stark naked. He's just completely butt naked, running through the
room. Was
he
doing the lap dance? You know what the lap dance is.
What's that?
When you... Like that,
oh, yeah?
Hit your lap.
Oh, I thought that was the helicopter.
That's what you call it?
Yeah, okay. The helicopter.
The man's version of a lap dance.
Yeah. another resident said Garrison tried to get through the screen of a window before he ran into his backyard, touched himself sexually, and then came back with a weapon. I mean, anytime I get turned on, I got to go find a weapon. He went into my shed, he grabbed an axe, and came back out on the porch. We don't know why he didn't use it, noting that his back door was unlocked the entire time. And was he talking about the naked guy or his house? I think it was his house. The back door was unlocked. Yeah. Garrison helped himself to a bottle of beer and a can of soda from an outdoor fridge before he took off and hopped over Reichman's 6-foot fence into the night.
Still naked.
Still.
Not even shoes. Hopping fences without shoes on.
Butt-ass naked.
Butterball naked.
I like this. We are Second Amendment people here in Pinellas Park. We will shoot you.
100%.
He got lucky we didn't wake up because he'd have been dead. He's facing multiple charges, including armed residential burglary, two counts of residential burglaries, lewd behavior, and criminal mischief violating probation. Huh. That guy's on probation? Surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. I lost something. Did they get him? He caught him?
Yeah, they caught him.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was the naked guy that they saw running
without
through
the middle name.
Yeah, without the middle
that
name.
Guy. I didn't know what they called. I know they knew his name. Didn't know what they called him.
You know how we've talked about weird things happening, like people have said they found like whatever it is, whales or dolphins in forest fire. You know what I'm talking about? Like things get dropped in. Mm-hmm. I guess you're scooping up the water or whatever. We've seen things where I saw a picture in Dundalk actually of it looked like an osprey or some sort of hawk that had a big fish and it was flying like 8 feet off the ground next to the cars. Well, this is one in Canada where a woman's sitting there and a damn mackerel flies through her windshield.
Nice.
And you're wondering, what in the hell?
We'll look for a salmon.
Mackerel?
Yeah. Wow. Holy mackerel. A Canadian woman received an unpleasant shock while on a routine drive home last month when a massive fish literally fell out of the sky and smashed her windshield. Who covers that? That's got to be an act of God, right? You got to have the fish there. Your insurance has to cover that, I believe. I don't know if it was a wildlife or if it was an act of God or an act of fear, but something dropped that fish, and it scared the hell out of me. She initially thought it was a rock, but upon close inspection, she noticed something unusual. You could actually see the impression of the fish scales in the windshield. How high was it, that thing? Yeah. The flying fish damaged the windshield and side mirror, according to her. When she filed her claim with the insurance company, she was told the damage wouldn't be covered under its wildlife collision policy, which usually deals with auto accidents involving deer, elk, or moose. That's such a cop-out. These insurance companies are a joke, man. Just a joke.
They suck.
The insurance agent told Ostrom that fish isn't considered wildlife. Since
it's
when?
Not?
Since when?
Have you been to Bass Pro Shop?
Yeah.
Don't you have to get a license?
Yes. What's the logo?
Yeah. Oh. When an osprey catches a fish, it typically takes its prey to a nearby perch, such as a tree, pole, or other elevated location, or back to its nest if it's feeding its young. That's where the osprey usually consumes the fish. But yeah, maybe a little flying with it in your claws. But how is it not? It's wildlife. Of course it is. Of course it is.
So they don't consider the fish wildlife. Is the osprey wild? It's an eagle. How about that?
Yeah, I think so.
He did it.
So funny, man. All right, let's get to this restaurant employee because, yeah, this is disgusting. We're going to Leawood, Kansas. A restaurant employee was imprisoned for posting videos of himself urinating and rubbing his genitals on food served to customers. I think this guy should have to eat food that everybody rubs on their genitals. Yep. That's an eye for an eye. I don't know who would want to do that, though. Who's Let me rub my genitals on that food for this man. 22-year-old Jace Christian Hansen. There we go. Arrested in
Middle
June.
Name.
Yeah. Federal investigators were notified that he posted videos online showing himself committing crimes at Hereford House, a restaurant where he worked.
Where is this?
In Kansas.
Kansas.
Going to Kansas. This video showed Hansen urinating and rubbing his genitals on food that was going to be served to customers. Other videos discovered by authorities showed Hansen rubbing his buttocks and feet on food as well. He uploaded the videos online under the username Vandalizer. Yeah, they're not going to find out who you are. Hansen allegedly confessed to more than 20 incidents of contaminating food in one way or another, including urinating in a sauce that would be served to multiple customers. Gross. I mean, that movie Waiting kind of like put it on everyone. Is like, I ain't messing with anybody that's serving me food. Yeah. I'm going to be nice as can be. Just not happening.
That's why I won't send food back. I never do. It's got to be...
I've been out with my dad where he sent a steak back 4 times. I said, please just let me eat it. Yeah. Please just let me eat the steak.
I like my steak medium rare. I had it medium well a couple of weeks ago. I was like, send it back. Nope. I'm going to eat this medium well steak today.
I had ordered tuna when I was in North Carolina. I wanted it rare. It was cooked.
Yeah.
Like out of the can. And I ate it.
Ate
I was
it.
Like,
I think I've only sent stuff back one time. One time in my life, and I was at the place isn't in business here anymore, Joe's Crab Shack, and I got one of the steam pots, and for whatever reason, like the lobster that was in it, the tail or whatever, it was still all frozen when it came out.
Oh.
And then so like I didn't even have to say anything. I'm looking at it when the guy came over poking it with the fork. He's like, is that okay? I said, I don't think so at all. I don't think this is edible. So they got me a new
one. The only thing you can undercook for me is chicken.
Oh.
You can undercook chicken.
Oh.
And nothing else you 100%. Can eat. Steak, you can't undercook steak for me.
That may be the only time. I think it was a teenager, maybe 20 years old. I was on a date. I ordered chicken something.
It was not cooked. I mean,
yeah,
it looked on it. You cut it, it was raw chicken.
Yeah.
I was like,
Now, like I said, any kind of fish, like a, you know, salmon or tuna, I'm good. You can't undercook that. Chicken, you better cook that bad boy.
That's your world of soup.
Thank you very much. 410-583-1057 is the number. Daily Line with Jeremy Conn again at 9:30. Like, we haven't heard this guy enough. But on the other side, what can the Ravens do at the trade deadline with the salary cap situation? Brian McFarland from Russell Street Report joins us up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.